Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform, Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to you on your Glow Girl walk. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Guide Me Glow podcast. And this week I'm going to be talking all about how to stop male validation and how to powerfully be single. And this is a really important topic to me because especially, you know, to my girlies, to my glow girls, you know, this is the same whether you're into males or females, but I am going to be specifically talking about male validation. It's just something that I feel like I resonate with the most, but you can always tailor it to whoever you want to. But I feel like this is a very important topic to me because it's just something that I just feel like affects our life so much, yet we don't really realize it does. I feel like in this day and age, you know, it's great how we as women are becoming more powerful in realizing our power, and we are, you know, noticing these kind of habits and talking about it more, but it's still not really, you know, spoken about widely enough. And just through like conversations I have with friends and even conversations I have with myself and things I notice about myself, I'm like, wow, this topic really should be spoken about a lot more widely. So before I get into this topic, I want to speak about the affirmation of the day as we always do every week. And
if you want to stay up to date with the messiest drama on the internet, or what about those crazy viral challenges? Then be sure to tune in to TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
And each week we're either breaking down the spicy viral stories or we're hanging out with the most popular influencers around. Tana Mojo is in the building.
I don't even know if they're hating. They're probably just telling the truth, but we love the haters too.
Sophia Franklin.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk, but like, let's be real with each other, you know?
Bryce Hall is here, y'all. Make some noise, people.
I'm single, by the way.
Right.
So if you like viral drama, influencer culture, and just overall hot messiness, check out new episodes of TMZ Verified every Thursday right here on Spotify.
Today's affirmation is, I am beautiful, powerful, and smart, and I deserve everything that I desire. This ties in beautifully into today's episode because I just want you guys to realize that everything that you want is made for you, and it wants you to, you know. I don't think we should ever feel like we're asking for too much. If we feel like we are asking for too much, we need to think about why we feel like that way. Has anyone ever told us that we're asking for too much? And if so, is that really true? I think it's really important to question these things because often when we want something, it's put on our heart for a reason. And, you know, I really encourage you to kind of think about, okay, why is it that I want this? And how is it going to bring me happiness and peace and joy in life? And, you know, the things that we want always changes as well as we get older. So I think it's just important to kind of think about it often and like remind ourselves that everything that we want is available to us and we are enough to get it. So to jump into this episode, I want to talk about the thing about being single. And especially in our 20s, in our late 20s especially, people are either getting to really serious relationships or they're breaking, you know, away from their relationships that have gone on for years, or they're getting into new ones and they're like, you know, is this the person for me? Because I feel like the next person I want to be with, I want to marry, so it has to be like the real deal. Do I just stay single? Like, you know, we always have these questions, and I think relationships are obviously such a massive part of our lives, and as it should be, because relationships are amazing. They help us grow, they help us learn more about ourselves, they help us love, they help us, you know, learn what hurt is as well. And it really can change someone as a person based on how their relationships have been. And I think it's a beautiful thing, but I think also is looked at as something that's not always positive and almost seen as like negative. And, you know, to go through relationships and situationships and the whole dating thing, it's like people are experiencing the same patterns and they get disappointed and hurt and they're like, oh, do I want to open up my heart again? Is there ever going to be the right person for me? Like these questions. And I just think it's important to unpack the reason why maybe some of these things might be happening, and also how we are living our lives and what we are basing our, I guess, you know, our worth on and what we are validating ourselves based on. And that's what I wanted to speak about, you know, in this episode, is what are we actually validating ourselves from, and are we really embracing the single life? I wanted to jump to the first section of this episode to talk about how being single is good. We can see being single as a real blessing and a really good thing. I think in society, I think being single can be interpreted in many different ways. It can either be looked at as something that's quite negative, especially when you are older, because they're like, oh, are you like single still? Or, you know, do you have a partner? And I don't know why, like having a partner is always like the goal, it seems like, always quite glorified and glamorized. And when you say you're still single, it's like, oh, you know, it's like, it's almost like pitied. Or you have the other side where people are like, oh my God, I'm in my single era. I want to be, you know, hot, single, young, that kind of thing. And it's almost like girls gone wild, having this hoe phase. And like, it doesn't really have to be the two extremes, you know, it doesn't have to be one side where you're like, you know, down in the dumps, sad that you're single, or the other side when you're like hoeing around. You can like literally just be like normal and single, to be honest. Also, being single doesn't mean that you have to go on like loads of dates, or, you know, you constantly have to be talking to someone, or, you know, being single can literally just be being single and enjoying your own company and not having that commitment to someone else. Sometimes I feel like that's really needed in life. I personally have had one serious relationship in my life that went on for a few years, and since then I have been single, and honestly I am not mad about it. I feel like I've learned so much about myself. I think when I first like got out of my relationship, I have always kind of been through phases of like seeing people and then dating, and yeah, it never obviously eventuating to anything serious, but I've never been like a serial dater. I've never been the type of person to want to go on like loads of dates with different people. Just like not really what I choose to spend my energy on, and there's nothing wrong if you do that. Just personally for me, even when I was like younger, before I got into a relationship, I never was super interested in like dating loads of guys and just getting with guys. It just wasn't really my vibe, nor really is it now. But I will say in the past, I would say like 4 years, I've dated the most I've ever dated. And it really has taught me so much about myself. And I feel like every time, you know, something ends with someone, I go through like a rebirth of myself. And I really do go through a transformation stage in my life, because it really makes me look at myself in the mirror and be like, okay, how did this situation end? How was I in the situation? And how do I not want to repeat that situation again, and learn from it? So each time, although it's like difficult, obviously, like when you end almost a relationship, I guess it obviously is a really, really hard process to go through. And even when I ended my first relationship, it took me ages to get over it, like really a long time. And I mean, granted, we were in the same friendship group, so we would see each other after, so obviously that didn't help. But when I fall in love, or if I like someone, I really do fall for them. My Venus is in Cancer, so that means that my love is in Cancer, so I'm very sensitive to love, and I love a whole romance and, you know, the whole love story, and I really do like care for someone. So if I do like someone, the feelings are like real and they're not just like surface level, I suppose. So when something does end, it does affect me, and, you know, it does make me sad, obviously, as it should, really, because I feel like that's just the part of human emotion, and if anything, we should be embracing that too and not feeling like we have to be so shut off and cold to people because we're scared of being hurt. I think if you are scared of being hurt and you're scared to open up, then you're never really opening yourself up to the possibility of falling in love. And that's, you know, you have to be vulnerable in order to connect with people and in order to really fall in love and get to know someone on a much deeper level. You need to be vulnerable on your side too. So I think just soften yourself up to that and be open to the fact that, yes, okay, maybe I am putting myself in a position where I might be hurt, but at the same time, something amazing could come out of it. It doesn't have to be like a full-blown relationship, but it could be like a beautiful connection for what it is in that moment, and teach me so much about myself and teach me so much about how I'm able to love. So I think that's important to keep in mind. But we've kind of derailed a little bit. These really are your selfish years of just doing everything you want to do. You have no commitment to anyone else. You're truly allowed to just like be you, authentically you, and just do what you want in life. Being single isn't about like literally not dating anyone and, you know, I can only be single and be celibate and whatever. Like, no. I mean, you can do that too, and there's definitely, you know, phases for that and situations for that. But I feel like in general, being single, you're allowed to date, because like dating is what brings you experiences. It what teaches you more about yourself. It's actually a good thing to date because you learn so much about yourself. And I think if anything, I want to date more because I'm like, oh, I learn more about myself. My confidence improves. You realize that really dating is just connecting with another person, whether it works out or not. It teaches you about your boundaries, your confidence, everything like that. So putting yourself out there is just like good for exposure and experience, and it's just a fast track to becoming a better version of you. And so when you do meet that person, you don't have to like learn so much, do you know what I mean? Or like, you know, you are kind of doing the work to get to the best version of yourself so that when someone comes in, they're also in that position. Because at the end of the day, life is a mirror. Saying that, it's about learning how to be your own dream girl and falling in love with yourself. So when the time is right, your dream guy or girl can come in and complement your life and be an addition to your life. It's not about filling a void. It's not about being with someone because you're bored or lonely, or, you know, it feels better to be with someone than be alone. Like, honestly, if that is the case, be alone. Force yourself, don't date. I would recommend falling in love with yourself again, getting to know yourself, dating yourself, but like actually doing things, not just like, you know, being single and like staying in your room all day and like not doing anything. I'm talking about when you're young, go out there, go on dates by yourself, do things by yourself, you know, work on your health, work on your mind, work on your spirituality. And that is in your own way too. You know, I can say go out there, do all these things, but that might not be your way. You know, there's times when actually being by yourself and in your room is very necessary. I feel like I'm kind of going through that phase at the moment. I'm just like really just focusing, working on myself and my business rather than just like going out all the time. And then obviously I have moments when I go out with my friends and I learn about myself in those situations, because I think the best way to learn about yourself is going out and like doing it and like exposing yourself to different situations. Is all well and good when you kind of listen to these podcasts and, you know, do your affirmations, do your mindset work, all of that is very necessary and important. But then the next step is to execute it and like put it into action and like be in the real world, because that is what we're living in at the moment. Being single is really just a whole journey of allowing yourself to fall in love with your real authentic self, and you have no one to, I guess, try and please or try and get validation from. And that's what I wanted to talk about in terms of stop seeking male validation, because I realize how much this is an issue in our day and age. Especially, you know, how social media is popping off and it's just like, it's a lot. And when you are not healing yourself, or if you are not aware of this situation, that is how toxic relationships come into play. As I said, don't get into a relationship just because you're wanting to fill a void, get validation, or soothe your traumas, because your outer state will always reflect your inner state. So the person that you are inside, you will attract the same type of person on the outside. It's like a mirror. The person that is closest to you, say your partner, your friends, whatever, they are simply a reflection of you. And that's why people get into toxic relationships or experience situationships that don't honor their higher self and help each other become better, is because they are almost trauma bonding, where they feel comfortable with each other, but it's because they've shared a similar experience, traumas, upbringing that draw them together. Because as humans, we draw towards people who are similar to us. And that's why a lot of the time, the people we go for reflect our childhood and how we were treated as a child. A lot of people that we go for, you know, reflect traits of our parents. Are you going for people who don't show you any attention? Because as a child, your parents were always away or busy or working and they never showed you attention. So, you know, you really had to try and get their attention to prove your worth and to prove like, hi, I'm here. And so when you're older, you feel like you have to do the same with your partner or your potential partner. But that is not the case. You don't have to prove your worth to get attention. You can simply just be, and you should be getting that attention anyways. But once you become aware of this, this is where the healing begins. I feel like validation is one of the main reasons we do what we do that sometimes might feel out of character. You know, when a situation in a relationship or someone you're dating, if someone's being distant or someone's being like too much or whatever, the reason why we act the way we do that doesn't really feel in character to us is because we lack that validation and we kind of go into fight or flight mode and our lizard brain is like, oh my god, this is like crazy, what is happening, like I'm going to die, like that's literally how it feels. And then you go and do these like weird things. That doesn't have to be us, that doesn't have to be it. We can honestly learn to self-soothe, to not get that validation from someone else, because when we place our validation and worth on someone else, that leaves us in a very fragile position. It leaves us to be very vulnerable, but like not really in a good way, because we're putting the control in their hands. If we don't, you know, if we're not even in this like a proper relationship with them, then like why would we do that? And when it comes to seeking male validation, this can be done in many ways that we don't even notice that we do. And it's not even our fault, you know. I feel like we can give ourselves compassion because we are brought up in society where it kind of, as women, we are encouraged to do things for male validation. You know, there's obviously the male gaze that we're taught about, and this is represented in many ways, whether it be the media we watch, the toys that we played with when we were younger, the things that our friends probably talked about, even our parents, our mothers, like what were they like? We're told a lot about, you know, how a woman should act, and you know, in movies, the happily ever after is always, the goal is to get the man, right? And then when they get the man, the movie's over. Like that is the happily ever after. But all these stories I feel like are completely glamorized and glorified. And honestly, I'm like, what happens after they get the man? Like they never continue on the story, really. No one really shows you how to maintain the relationship. You know, what is a healthy relationship after you get each other? You know, the spark, I feel like, doesn't just maintain the same the whole time. I mean, like obviously there still needs to be connection, chemistry, all of that stuff, but you know, like anyone, you get used to a situation, and as a long-term relationship carries on, it's not going to be the same as when you first met. But you know, you need to learn how to keep this quote-unquote spark and keep the chemistry and keep it going, keep a healthy relationship going. They don't really show that in movies because it's like boring, I suppose, because it's actually not that interesting. You know, you're not going to be living your normal day-to-day life, isn't going to be like 24/7 fireworks going on, but at the same time that is kind of reality as well. And I think learning how to keep a sustainable relationship is more important than like, I don't know, getting the guy of your dreams finally after like convincing him to or something like that. Ridiculous. Also, no one really talks that much about remaining your own person and not feeling like once you are dating someone or in a relationship, life is suddenly like amazing just together and you do everything together. And I think it's very much important to still keep a sense of yourself in a relationship, and have your own life, have your own friends, have your own hobbies. Obviously it's good, great to have common interests and you can like share and do things together like that, but having your own lives is, I think, what keeps a relationship, you know, keep going as well, and keep what keeps it interesting, because you go away and then you come back together and you tell each other about, you know, your day and like what you've learned and like conversations, rather than if you did everything together all the time, then it's like, what do you even talk about? Like it's just, it gets a bit mundane, you know. You want to keep the excitement in some way or another. So we take this back to seeking male validation. We do this in many ways. We all do it. There's no shame in it, and I think it's natural, but we do need to be conscious of how much we do it and why we do it, and just why, really. So we seek male validation in such ways, such as posting pictures on social media to get attention from a certain someone, you know, dressing in a certain way maybe, saying certain things, even being interested in things that we think that the other person might want us to be interested in. I think this is more behavior when we're like younger maybe. As we get older, we kind of learn that, no, I don't need to be interested in things you're interested in, and it's okay to like not be interested in that or have my own interest and whatever. And these are all things that we do for male validation, which is just like, what do we really like put that much energy into something to get one guy's attention who probably doesn't even notice that much, to be honest, you know? And if they do notice, that's like a short-term feeling of, you know, validation, and then it just goes, and then you have to do it all over again, and it just feels very exhausting and time consuming, if I'm honest. And I just think we need to put a stop on that. And also, I just think, what does a guy ever do, you know, to get our attention like that? I don't see them posting thirst traps on Instagram. I don't see them, you know, pretending to really like the things that we like. And if they do, I mean, okay, to be fair, some people do that, but I feel like you can just see straight through it, and probably vice versa. But I just feel like guys never like put that much effort into, you know, wanting to be liked as girls do. I feel like this comes from, obviously it depends on what attachment type you are as well. If you're more so like anxious attachment, you're more likely to do the chasing, whereas avoidance are more likely to like pull back and run away. I mean, neither is good. You want to be secure for sure. But yeah, like girls try obviously not to chase, because that's like the men's job, you know? We ever feel like we have to prove ourselves to a man, it most likely means that they are not in their true masculine and we are not in our divine feminine. And what I mean by masculine and feminine, we all have masculine and feminine traits. It's not to say like if I say a man is like feminine energy, it doesn't mean that they're like a woman. It just means that they have more of the feminine energy traits, such as being their receiver mode, being caring, being nurturing, like all these things. Whereas a masculine, it's more like providing, more assertive, more controlling, all those things. And you need a balance of both, of course. Within, you know, a woman, we need masculine and feminine energy, but it's just about how we balance it, and also in what situations. But I think that when we are in a situation where we feel like we are really pushing ourselves to, you know, be in a certain situation with a guy, I feel like we're acting from our wounded feminine, because we are not in our receivership mode, and that's how we should be. We should be in a calm nervous system. We should be, you know, in our receivership. We should just be, you know, just literally just we are as we are. You do not ever have to prove yourself to a man by doing little things like that, you know. You are simply enough just as you are without literally having to do anything. I don't think that you need to prove your worth in any way. You don't need to do anything. You just simply are enough, and a man who is worthy of you should recognize that. And you don't need to prove your beauty or your intelligence or your wealth for someone to love you, vice versa, really. And yes, all those things should be worked on personally, but that shouldn't be the core reason why you are trying to do those things in order to get someone's approval, you know? Because you can work out what you want, you can get all the surgery you want, or you can earn all the money you want, but at the end of the day, if someone doesn't love you, if someone doesn't like you like that, all that stuff doesn't really matter. Because, you know, when you have a soul connection with someone, I feel like that's what really matters, and that's what draws someone to someone. And also the timing of life too. Someone might simply not be in the right mindset to even be open to a relationship. Some people might be still, you know, just ended something with someone else. It doesn't mean that they're not necessarily meant for you. I just don't think that that would be the right time. And sometimes you've just got to trust that and let that go. But also not you know, hold on to the fact that to be like, oh my God, well, okay, well, if now's not the right time, then maybe in a year or in a few months, it'll be the right time. Like, also let that go, because that might also not happen. You can't hold on to the fact that maybe they might be the right one in a year's time or a few years' time, whatever. You've got to like let that idea go too. I mean, maybe it's a possibility, but like also maybe not. You know, maybe you might not ever be together. And you've got to be okay with that, because once you let that go, you're opening in a whole new pool of people to come in and meet, because there's always going to be more people, okay? Like, even though we think when we end a situation and we stop dating someone, we're like, oh my God, but that's so great, and there's no one like them. And I mean, good that there's no one like them, because you don't want to be with someone, you know, if you're not happy in the situation, why would you want to meet someone like them again? You are basically holding on to the idea of someone rather when you look at their actions. It's like, okay, what are they actually showing me? Not much. So therefore, if they're not giving me much, you should not give them much. I know it's like easier said than done, but really sometimes giving ourselves this pep talk is like the most important thing, just to help us get out of that mindset and be like, you know what, yeah, I do deserve better, and I don't need to like prove anything to them to like show them my worth, because like fuck that. Like, honestly, no, if I need to prove to someone that I'm worthy to be loved, like, absolutely, you can get out the door, you know? Like, next, really. When you give your power to someone like that, nothing you do will ever be good enough, because that person can so easily change their mind. Maybe they have low standards, maybe they have high standards, like, who even knows? You know, you can't measure your worth on what someone else thinks, and most of the time they don't even know themselves that well. So why are you like letting someone who isn't even aware of all these things be the judge of you? I just think if you've worked so hard on your mindset, you've done all this self-work, why would you let someone be the judge of that? Like, no one is the judge of that. You know, the universe maybe can be the judge of that, you can be the judge of yourself, but no one gets the right to judge you and accept you or like approve you to be with them. I just think that's ridiculous. But being aware of this might make you realize how much of this you actually do and why you do things. And most of the time it never really works out anyways when you do have to do all these like little things that almost feel like manipulative. I don't think that comes from a abundant place. It's not like high vibrational. I don't think that would start a healthy high vibrational relationship either. Yes, you might get the short-term validation on feeling good about yourself because they replied to your story or they liked your story or sent you some lame emoji or whatever, but girls, honestly, wake up. Wake up, because we deserve better than that, okay? That is literally less than the bare minimum. Liking your pictures or replying an emoji to your story, writing like one word message to you, that is less than the bare minimum. And when are we gonna accept that? And when are we gonna realize that simply men, sometimes they need to step up and do more. I'm sorry, but you need to like do more, because a lot of the time these like half-assed effort things, if you can even call them efforts, are just like, it's just not it. If you're trying to win a girl, that is not it, okay? If you're doing things like liking a picture or replying to a flame emoji to a story, and anyone can do that, honestly, you're just easily replaceable, because like, if that's gonna be the thing that's gonna win me over, like, you can think again, because literally anyone can do a flame emoji, anyone can like a story, anyone can like a picture. And if you're not even doing that, then it's like, really, then okay, bye. And I know this can boost our ego for the second that happens, because we like want the attention so bad from that person, but it's not showing you your power either, because even those little things like social media and Instagram, it's so surface level, you know, a picture of someone or whatever is like, it's just physical looks. And I'm not saying that posting pictures is bad, like, obviously I do it too. It doesn't represent me as like a person as a whole. It's just like a picture is what it is, you know? Social media, literally, it is what it is, and take it as what it is. Don't see it as anything deeper. It literally is just like an image. But instead, we need to think about why we are doing certain things and bring it back to doing it for ourselves, not for someone else. And I think that's the important thing. It's like, if you're posting a picture, why are you posting this picture? Who are you posting it for? How do you feel when you're posting it? You know, these are the questions you should be asking yourself. And remember, we are the prize. we are the prize, and our time and energy is so precious, okay? Why waste time proving our beauty, proving our personality, our soul, our spirit, whatever, to someone who can't see clearly, you know? It really is a waste of time trying to prove something to someone who doesn't even understand and is not willing to understand you. It's like basically showing someone, like, I don't know, say you show them like this diamond that is worth, you know, a lot of money because it's just like so sacred and there's only one left in this world, and you show it to someone who has no knowledge of diamonds and they literally think it's one that you've just bought down the store. It doesn't mean that that diamond is any, you know, less than. It just means that that person can't see its worth. But then you take that diamond to another person who, you know, is obsessed with diamonds and has all the knowledge in the world about them, and they're like, whoa, this is literally priceless. Can you see that the thing itself, the diamond itself, has not changed? It's just the person, you know, has changed. So people's perspective are going to be different. So go where you are seen as $1 million, as $1,000,000, you know, priceless. Go where you are literally wanted and where you are, where your beauty is recognized. In the meantime though, you need to focus on improving yourself, and improving yourself for you. So this means doing all like the glow habits that I always talk about on my podcast and on my Instagram and on my glow platform, and not getting distracted by talking to or entertaining mediocre men who aren't willing to raise the bar. If you're not gonna help me feel good about myself, if you're not gonna teach me something, if you're not going to, you know, if I'm not going to enjoy your company, if we're not going to vibe, then honestly, there's no point in even trying to, like, you know, what is this, really? You know, your time is limited. I'm not saying not be open to people, because I think it's important to be open to meeting different people. Don't obviously shut everyone out and be like, I'm better than you. No, you are not better than anyone else and no one is better than you. But what I'm saying is that, you know, you kind of have a understanding of people that you feel like you do connect with, and you know, when someone comes in your life and you feel and you get that intention that they only want one thing or that they're not going to be the right person for you, then there's no point entertaining it. Like, trust your intuition and also be unapologetic about that, because we don't need to be apologetic about saying no to men. And I think that's one thing that we also felt like we can never do. In many situations, I felt like I, you know, didn't want to say no to men because I didn't want to be like rude, or I don't want to be like hurt their feelings. And I'm like, fuck that. No, you can say it in a polite way, you can say it in a very honest and polite and graceful way, but if you're wanting to say no to them, but then in the end of the day you say yes to them, you're actually saying no to yourself. So you're actually just hurting yourself over them. And like, you know, why is that? And I think I'm learning to stand up for myself and say no to men in a confident way and also in an unapologetic way. I don't even need to have a reason why I'm saying no. I'm just saying no, you know? And I think we need to be confident about that and be willing to set that boundary. And if a man is not respecting that boundary, and even though he said no, they're still gonna do whatever they're gonna do, then that is an instant goodbye, you know? Because we don't want people who aren't respecting your boundaries if you've set it there and it's pretty clear, you know? And I think it's just like making that apparent to yourself and being confident enough in yourself to be like, I'm saying no to them because I'm saying yes to myself. Another point is you're not asking for too much. Think about how you treat yourself and see if that's a reflection of how men treat you. Because sometimes we can ask other people, like our friends, for advice, and they'll be like, no, that is way too much, I can't believe that. But that is just like a reflection of their own standards and what they think is acceptable. We don't have to take that on as, you know, our own standards, because everyone's standards are obviously so different. But I just think that sometimes we need to learn how to treat ourselves in order to get someone that's gonna treat us the same way, or if not better. Because like I said, our inner world is a reflection of our outer world. How we treat ourselves, how we feel like our worth is worth, that will be reciprocated in a relationship always. So the beauty and the admiration you see in other people is also inside of you. And I think that's just really important to remember, because, you know, the love that you want to give to someone and the praise that you want to give to someone, give that to yourself, you know? And I think don't waste that energy on someone who's not willing to receive it, because if they can't receive it, then it probably means that they don't love themselves enough in that way as well. So that means you just need to pour it back into yourself until someone comes in and you do find someone that is going to reciprocate the same love and the same admiration and the same respect, and the same support. So when you give yourself as much love and kindness as you can give to others, you'll start receiving the same. And if you want a certain level of treatment, give it to yourself and feel worthy of it as well. Therefore, you will want to stay single until someone matches your energy, because why would you want to be with someone that gives you less than you give yourself? That doesn't make any sense. And, you know, I hear a lot of the time, and myself included, where we're like, I want princess treatment. I want a man to treat me like a princess, like a queen, you know, not in so much like just materialistic ways, but I mean, like, just in general, like the support, the love, the care, the being there. And if you want princess treatment, it means you have to give that to yourself too. You have to give yourself the level of respect, the kindness, the love. Give yourself that treatment, because that will be reflected on the outside. When you love yourself so much, when you respect yourself, other people will love and respect you too. You won't accept behavior that is flaky, that is bare minimum, that is just like rude, because you're like, why would I accept this treatment when I'm much happier on my own, because, you know, I give myself all that love anyways. Yeah, you just wouldn't. I also want to talk about wounded masculine. So men who aren't willing to give you the basic forms of healthy communication, love and attention are probably a bit wounded in their masculinity. It doesn't mean that they're a bad person or they mean to hurt you. You know, I don't think anyone is out there to really purposely hurt someone. It just comes from a wounded, unhealed trauma point of view, and it just like comes out that way. I was having this conversation with my friend the other week, and I kept referring it to the wounded masculine, because if we bring it back to the olden days, just like way back to like monkey days, the hunter days, where men were out hunting and getting the food and whatever, men are still that way. You hear it coming out from their own mouths. They always say, men are simple, men aren't that complicated, men are just like simple beings. Well, it's probably true, they keep saying it, as in also more or less, like obviously there are complications and there are, you know, emotions and stuff like that involved, maybe they aren't even aware of, but like more or less they are pretty like simple, in the same ways of like women are obviously so complex, men are much more simple in that ways, and we just overcomplicate it. But men are always the ones who should chase. You know, they literally get pleasure from chasing and they actually enjoy it. And the second they feel like they've got what they want too soon or too early, they lose interest and they don't put any effort in it, because they're like, well, I've got it, you know? And it's the same, like, we also feel the same way. Like, we don't like someone who's like super clingy, super forward, too much too soon. It just feels like, whoa, you're like way too available. Why is this? Calm down. And it puts us off. So it's like the same, you know, vice versa. You can tell me that they have their reasons as to why they aren't replying to you, or to why they're not putting any effort, as to why they're not like courting you, whatever. You know, they might be super busy with work, they might be living in a different country. There's gonna be reasons, but I don't care. Because if someone really likes you and they see real potential with you, they will not let you go. They will not jeopardize the fact that someone else could also want you and start talking to you too. You know, men are also very competitive beings. So if they want something, they're gonna get it. And they will go above and beyond to speak to you, to see you, to find ways to be with you. Trust me, they will do it. So don't ever let yourself believe that someone or them even tell you that there is just like not the right time, or, you know, they are just like not in the right headspace. Like, I believe that that stuff can be true. It might not be the right time and they might not be in the right headspace, but you are also not that person for them in that given time. It's like a stab in the ego, I know, but sometimes we just have to accept that because it's really a way of the universe protecting us. And that is just not our person, and that's okay. Can't be liked by every single person. If you think about being in a, you know, long-lasting life partner relationship, that is one person, and so you need to like choose that one person very carefully and specifically. If you just bring it back to like, you know, when you really like someone, even though you're super busy and you have like so much going on, you still make the time to talk to them and you put in the effort because you want to, because it's fun. It's not like a chore. It's like, I want to be with that person because it makes me feel happy, and we all want to do what makes us feel happy. It's like fun and it's exciting and you want to do those things, and see it as if it's the universe's way of getting rid of that person sooner than later. And that's honestly a blessing because the universe can see things long term. We can just see things as like the next step, you know. We see the physical, we see that it's exciting at first, but we don't see what it's going to be like long term. And so the universe is really going to like protect us in that way and get rid of them as soon as possible, because they're like, no, this is not the right person for you, next. And the sooner we listen to that, the more likely we're going to meet like a better next version that's going to be like more suited towards us. You know, they're not going to change, nor are you going to change them. And nor do you want to. You know, you don't want to be that person who's like teaching someone how to do things or teaching someone how to love or whatever. Like, that's just boring. And it's honestly just like, you want to have fun and you want to like just live life together. I don't want to be teaching and training someone how to be in a relationship. It's just like not what I signed up for. You want a true healed masculine who is in their power, who's in their provider, like confident self, and is able to have the capacity to give you what you want and vice versa. So then we fall into the healing process, guys. I said this in my last episode, but it really stuck up to me, and it was stop wanting what doesn't want you. When you are pining after someone who gives you zero attention, it's a wake-up call to think about your own traumas and wounds and how you can start healing them. Why are you focusing so much of your time and attention thinking about what the other person is doing, when they're not even thinking about you, when you could be pouring that attention back into yourselves? And like, I'm talking to myself here as well, like, guys, I've definitely been there where I've been caught up over someone and I'm like, oh my god. And then, you know, as time passes, you obviously get over them, and then you're like, why was I so caught up after them? And then they always come back after, you know, whatever, a couple of months or whatever. And then you're like literally not even interested anymore because you've moved on, you've like leveled up and you've come to your senses, and you're like, no, that was like not for me. And I'm so glad that didn't eventuate to anything, because imagine, it would not be a great experience. And that's why we need to remember that if a person is meant for you, they will always be there for you. You know, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry if they're talking to another girl. You don't have to worry about anything, because if someone's for you, they will be for you. And that is just that. You don't need to do anything, you don't have to say anything, it will just happen. And also with that person, even if that person did decide they wanted to be with you, it probably wouldn't be as good as you imagined anyway, because it was only for the validation that you wanted, you know, for their approval, their acceptance, that you were after. And after that, it would probably be like boring. So yeah. So what if you could start to validate yourself and accept yourself first? That would feel a lot more safer and powerful, because it's all within your own hands. Start with that. It's all about recognizing all the things that you love about yourself that don't just involve your looks, because your looks do not define your worth. Your looks are what you were born with. You know, you didn't do anything to look this way, really. I mean, unless you did surgery, which is fine. But I mean, if you look this way, it's because you were born to look this way. But if you focus on the things that you're proud of, such as skills that you've developed, your sense of humor, your creativity, like all these things that you've developed and worked on yourself, that is something to be really proud of. And if you struggle with that, then ask your family or friends to help you list things out. And if you don't want to do that, then write a list of qualities that you would like to have, and every day start to employ them or start to like work towards them. Day by day, you'll get stronger, you'll get more confidence, you'll love yourself a bit more, because you're giving yourself that confidence to be like, wait, I can actually do these things, and I am worth more than just my looks, or I'm worth more than just what other people tell me, you know. And it's okay if you need to spend some time alone to heal, I think this might include a lot of journaling, listening to podcasts and videos on topics like this to remind yourself and what you should be focused on. It's understanding yourself authentically. Literally ask yourself, who am I? This question can be quite confrontational because it's like a big question. Who am I? You know, there's many things that we are. We're not just one thing, obviously, but it's really a question to think about. I literally did this the other night at like 1 a.m. I was just like, needed to do a brain dump and just like wrote out this like big thing about, yeah, kind of similar to this topic, validation, who I am, what I'm worth, taking back my power, stepping back into my power. But understanding who you are is super important. And not just who you are, but like who you truly are, like your authentic self before anyone told you who you needed to be, before you thought like you needed to be anything else, before you started doing things for approval, before like any of these things. Like, who are you? You know, it doesn't matter if no one else agreed or if no one else accepted you, like, but do you accept yourself? That is the most important thing. Because it's better to be the only person that accepts you versus everyone accepting you but you not really feeling like yourself, because then you will always feel lost and you will always not feel 100% confident in yourself. And I wanted to go through 10 points of the process of healing that might help you. Things I'm definitely employing too, but I think, yeah, these are just important points that I feel like might help you. Number one is no more negative self-talk. In anything, really. Don't tell yourself you're stupid. Don't tell yourself you're ugly. Don't tell yourself you're fat. Literally, no more negative self-talk. Instead, tell yourself, I'm smart, I'm beautiful, I'm getting in the best shape of my life, my body is amazing, my body is an amazing vessel because it can literally function my body to like live this day and do what I want to do. Like, that's amazing. No more putting people on pedestals. We are all the same. Okay, we're all the same. That person that you fancy is not better than you. You are not better than them. We're just all the same, and we can bond on just being on this earth and living this human experiences. We, you know, can trust our intuition and vibe on who we feel like would impact our lives in a positive way. And that's that, really. Don't judge based on looks. Don't judge based on status. Don't judge based on, you know, what people have, how much money people earn. Like, none of that materialistic stuff really matters at the end of the day when you die, because we all die. What do you really want to be remembered by? Do you want to be remembered by all the amazing things that you had? Do you want to be remembered by how beautiful you looked all the time? Or do you want to be remembered because of the impact that you made on people's lives, how you made people feel, you know, how you really were the kindest person and made people feel so loved and so supported? Like, those are the things that you want to be remembered by. And I think it's just improving those qualities rather than focusing so much on the materialistic things that, yeah, I'm not saying they're not important at all. Like, they're fun, sure, but like, it's not what makes us as a person as a whole, you know? Number three, no more posting for validation. Think about why I'm posting this and what I'm trying to get out of it, and stop checking on Instagram likes, who's seen it, etc., and stop focusing on the outcome and instead focus on what value I'm putting in. If I believe it is valuable, then that's all that matters. So yeah, this means stop constantly checking your Instagram all the time for likes and validation, comments, whatever, and just focusing on like putting out content that's going to help people and provide value to people, or just like in general if you don't do content. Okay, number four, embrace imperfection. For example, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay that you are not perfect. So, okay, you didn't go to the gym today? That's okay. You had a reason for it. If it's not something you do all the time, then it's fine. It's more so like what you are making a habit. So then if you are making not going to the gym or not eating healthy a habit, then you have to be like, okay, maybe I need to employ some more self-discipline into my life, because that's gonna make me a more confident person, more high value, that kind of thing. And that leads me on to the next point, which is actually enforcing discipline. That is good for me, because discipline is truly a form of self-love. And when I do what I say, it improves my confidence. So when you follow through, do what you're gonna say, is gonna, that's what helps your confidence. It's not looking a certain way, it's not dressing a certain way. Improving your confidence is doing what you said you're gonna do. Okay, number six, start doing things that I love again that don't involve what I look like, or at least I don't need to go and post about it and get validation from it. Do all the things you want to do, even if it's a couple's thing to do. This kind of goes back to dating yourself again. So if you want to go on a romantic trip to Paris or something, do it. And you can go alone. You don't need to be with a partner to do that. You can go on a dinner date alone. You can book like this couple's retreat thing alone if you wanted to. Because actually being by yourself is very enjoyable. I really enjoy being by myself. And sometimes other people's energy, I don't want to mix with it. So like being in your own energy, like you're just happy on your own, you know, and just like doing everything you want to do. And you always experience it in a complete different way than if you were to experience it with someone else. And also you have your whole life ahead of you to experience those things with someone else. So if you think about how many years you want to be married for, that's like more than half your life. So you should really treasure these single years to be alone and do all these things alone, because you don't, you know, I mean, you can still do it alone later, but like, it's not the same, you know, you still have someone on the back of your mind. But like now you can do these things and not have anyone on the back of your mind. You just do it and you're just free and single and living your life. Okay, number seven, remind yourself of the qualities you love about yourself. Yeah, this is kind of what I said earlier. Basically, remind yourself daily. Do those affirmations, girl. You know, I'm funny, I'm caring, I'm sensitive, I'm a really good friend, I'm intuitive, I'm a quick thinker, I'm creative. Like, all these things, say it to yourself and say it out loud, because when we say things, we're more likely to believe it, and it really does have an effect than just like thinking it in your head, you know? Okay, number eight, no more comparison. Even if it means going on social media less and not scrolling. So you are on your own lane, okay? Someone else's beauty does not take away your own beauty. Someone else's success does not take away your own success. There's room for everyone, and that is that. Stay in your own lane. Someone else's lane might be going quicker or slower than your lane, but that doesn't take you away from your own journey. You know, there is no point in comparison, and it's something that we have to remind ourselves time and time again, because we can get caught up in the whole social media thing and comparing. But comparing is the thief of joy. Everyone says it, and it's because it's true. Number nine, set myself some actual goals I like to achieve weekly and keep myself accountable. This kind of goes hand in hand with the doing what you say, but when you set yourself goals and you see yourself achieving them, that is what's going to improve your confidence. So that is a really good thing to do in this healing process. Stop dating and talking to guys and work on my inner love or myself. And I mean, you don't have to stop dating, like, or not, like I said, depends on what level or phase you're in. I think if you're like really heartbroken and you're really lost, maybe you're not in like the greatest state to date. So I would say just like put dating on a pause, and like talking to guys on a pause. If you feel like you're like healing and, you know, maybe you do want to put yourself out there just for like experience, then go do that too. But the main point about this is just to get to know yourself better and understand how you want to be treated and get confident, you know, with that. If you want something, then you can get it yourself and show up for yourself. And with that, you'll probably end up finding someone who is going to mirror that too. So the moral of the story, guys, is fall in love with yourself again, you know, before getting involved in any other romantic relationship. You have to fall in love with yourself first. And with this comes time, and it's a journey. And I'm not saying that it's an easy journey, and I'm not also saying that it's a linear journey, because there's always going to be ups and downs. You know, it's not going to be like, okay, now I'm deciding on love myself, I'm never going to make mistakes in dating ever again. Of course not. You know, I've made many mistakes in dating. I've gone against some of these things that I've said and whatever, but at least I'm self-aware of it and I recognize it. And, you know, the more you kind of become aware of it, the less likely you're going to repeat it. And that's all that matters. It's the journey. So yeah, I think that is all my points. It's another long ep this week. I just had a lot to say. But I hope this helped you guys, because I know that relationships and romantic relationships can be like a real, it's a real interesting one in life, and it can really take a lot of energy in our life and affect many things in our life. So it's important to have healthy relationships, and the healthy relationship with ourselves is the first one that we need to attend to. So the challenge of the week to end this episode is work on your self-concept. Write down all the qualities you love about yourself and really appreciate them. You can even write yourself a love letter about how amazing you are, and then start by taking some actions that support that. Move your body because you are worthy and deserving of a strong and healthy body. Eat well because you are deserving of feeling energized and fuel. Buy yourself those flowers because they are cute and it makes you feel happy. Say those morning affirmations to yourself, because if you don't say it and believe it, then who will? I think these are really important challenges to do daily, really, improving on your self-love and your self-worth. Hype yourself up. Obviously stay humble, and you know, don't do it from an egotistic point of view, but more so just a real self-love point of view. And when you're kind to yourself and you love yourself, you'll probably find yourself being kinder and easier to love other people too. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, then let me know by print screening this and tag me on Instagram at guidemeglowpod or at Shannon Tang, whatever. I have like a few Instagram accounts I'll put on the show notes, but at Guide Me Glow Pod is the podcast one, so do that, or leave a little comment down below on Spotify as well. And don't forget to leave the podcast a little rating and review if you haven't already, if you have been enjoying the episodes. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your week, and I will speak to you all next week. Mwah. Bye.